Praise the Lord. You know, there are many kind of cures and for ailments that mankind has tried over the ages. You know, the old-fashioned home remedies, and sometimes I think those are the best to the most sophisticated modern day. It may be some of you in here old enough to remember if you'd be at your grandma's house and you started, got stopped up, she took some Vicks Salve and made some kind of deal out of a rag and put it on your chest. When you got up the next morning, it's fine. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. You know. And if you'd be at grandpa's farm and you stuck a nail in your foot, well, he had a bunch of coal oil, we called it. Y'all call it kerosene. We called it coal oil. How many remember when it used to be coal oil? And you just go over there, and he said, go over there, and you stick your foot in it. No infection, no nothing. It'd be almost well by the next morning. Yeah. Anybody ever done that besides me? Oh, I got somebody back there got some people with their hands up. You know, and there have been all kinds of miracle cures. You know, many years ago, I heard about the barefoot cure. And the proponents of this declared that if you went barefoot all the time, hot or cold, rain or shine, sleet or snow, it would provide a constant cure for everything that there is, and it would keep you from getting any kind of sickness. I don't know about that now. I read an article years and years ago about the mud bath cure. And there were pictures of people in mud up to their neck, up like in this mud. And they said that if you took this mud bath, it would cure anything that ailed you, from the common cold to cancer. That didn't work. And during the early days, back in the Western days when there's riding horses everywhere, they had these medicine men that traveled around all over peddling this bottled wonder cure-alls, you know. And many thousands of dollars have been paid to find cure for ailments. But the Bible tells us about a cure that doesn't cost anything. The name of this cure is called the praise cure. You know, the greatest cure that's known to mankind is praising God. You know, praising God is an offensive weapon. Now, some of you, you know, I decided, you know, a while back I'd start looking into some of my books because I preach a message, they do the books, and then I don't preach them no more. But I got to thinking about it, and that's one of the things in Untapped Power Praise. God told me one of the things that people are missing him on is they're not praising enough. And so I decided tonight to take some stuff out of Untapped Power of Praise. Now, this is not the whole book, but if you want the whole book, it's back there. I'm just going to talk about some of it. You know, in 2 Chronicles 20, 1 through 4, we began to talk. Y'all might want to turn there because we're going to stay in Chronicles for a bit. The Israelites and King Jehoshaphat, he was the king of Judah. They were greatly afraid the Moabites and Amorites had come against them. And Jehoshaphat proclaimed a fast and a prayer time. And then God spoke through Jehazel with instruction and his strategy to defeat the enemy. And so that's in the first part of it. And you know, at first part of Chronicles there. And then drop down to verse 14, we'll start reading. I just giving you a background. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, the spirit of the Lord came, the spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judea and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them, Behold, they come up by the cliffs of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Juru. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiped the Lord, and the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice. Now, this is a, seems like a, you know, I mean, here he's telling them, get yourself ready for battle, but you're not going to fight. And then he, you know, usually you have to send out a reconnaissance team to pinpoint exactly where the enemy's at and what their strength is and so forth and so on. But God told them exactly where they were. He told them where they were at. And so now, here is what they were supposed to do. They weren't supposed to fight. They were supposed to be ready, but they weren't supposed to fight. And in verse 20, they rose up early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. And they were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, I want you to notice he instructed the Israelites to put the choir up there and to sing, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, this was not a defensive strategy. This is an offensive strategy. And you look at here, now here they are. They're using the praise of God is being used as a weapon against the enemy. And we'll see this as we go on. He told him, he said, don't worry about the enemy. I'll deliver you. Just praise me and watch me work. That's in essence is what he said in that as we read. Now, I am sure some of those old hardened veterans that had fought many battles said, now, wait a minute, Jehoshaphat. You're going off the deep end. You plan to put the singers and the musicians out to lead the way? You know? But there they are. They are arrayed for battle. The javelin throwers, the archers, the mighty men of valor, all lined up in their ranks. And then he puts the choir out in front of them. You know, when I was in the army, we had those guys that they took and they put them in the music department. I don't know what they call it, but anyway, they didn't have to go shoot weapons and they didn't have to march and all that. They had to march with the when they were playing, but they all they did was music. You know, they didn't have any of y'all know any about that in the army. That's what, and they're a special unit. Nobody don't mess with the musicians. I don't know what they would have done if they had to go to battle, because all they ever trained to do was blow their horn or sing a song. The rest of us were trained how to use a weapon. Now, here we are. And so they went out, and they had the choir out marching in front of them, and they were singing, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, I'm not sure what they really sang, except I know they sang that. But I wonder, because the Psalms was Israel's songbook and prayer book. And I'm wondering if they didn't go back and get the 136th Psalm. And because that Psalm repeats, his mercy endureth forever, Ephraim is repeated many times. We don't know for sure that they did this, but it would be, you know, not out of context. I mean, they're singing praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. And in their song book and prayer book, here is a song that has that in it. So it wouldn't be inconceivable that this is what they did. And we start out in Psalms 136. You might want to turn there now. Psalms 136. Here we start out. I'll let you turn there. I'll wait just a minute. Okay. Now here they are. You ready? Now, you see, it's divided into this thing is divided into about three parts. The first part is they're praising God for who he is. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doth wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. For the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Now here they are, marching and singing. How many of you that I know they do this in the Marines and in the Army, but how many of you have marched, and as you march, you get in with the cadence and you sing with the cadence? And it sort of helps you to forget about the heavy pack on your back and how far you got to go. And you, as you get in line with the cadence, you know, that old sergeant out there, hut, two, three, four, hut, 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 two, three, four, hut, two, three, four, hut. Two, three, four. I used to call cadence. I loved it, man. That's fun to call cadence. And then you start up a song. And, well, we'll just leave it there. There was one said you had a good home, but you left. And about that, when they say left, your left foot better hit the ground. But anyway, it helps you get your mind off of what you're doing. And here they are marching. They're praising God, you know. Now here they get to the second part. And they begin to talk about how God delivered their forefathers. Him who struck Egypt in the firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endureth forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endureth forever. Can you see him marching? And he made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. There they are, marching toward where the enemy is at. And singing and praising God. You know, here they were praising for what he had done. And I'm sure they were praising him for, because this is what he done. Now they know what he's going to do for them. You know, can you just see them as they're marching? There they are, marching, marching, marching toward the enemy's camp. Now the third part, they get down here and they begin to talk about all the victories. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Shion, king of Amorites, and for his mercy endureth forever. Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. A heritage to the Israel, and gave their land as heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endureth forever. And rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. As they marched along, rehearsing past victories, praising God, because he told them to praise God and don't fight. I'm gonna fight for you. So here they are. They're marching out there. No longer is their mind on the enemies. Now their mind is on God. That's what you need to do sometimes when the enemy comes in on top of you. You need to start praising God and you'll forget about all the problems. And you'll be thinking about God. Hello. Now, let's look at the effect of God's military strategy. Man's military strategy was but it went down there and to engage them in battle. But God's was, hey, sing praises to me and watch me work. So now verse 22. And when they began to sing praises to the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. When Joshua and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them in abundance of riches the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off of them for more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering up the spoil. It was so much. Now, I don't know what happened, but for some reason, they got to fighting among themselves. Maybe God took the speakers from in heaven and turned them right down on that camp. And they heard them people coming singing. And they said, well, they're coming after us and they're singing about their great God. And they got to arguing among themselves. And they got to fighting among themselves and kill one another off. That's the only explanation I can give, because it doesn't say why they got in argument. But there they were. And so when they got there, there wasn't no battle to fight. He said, get yourself ready. March down there, but don't fight. They didn't have to fight. Now, I want you to notice how much there was there to take away. It took them 3 days to take away all the plunder. Now, if you study world history, you'll find out that armies, when they went out to fight, and you might study it, they took along an abundance of silver and gold so they could barter and buy food. They took jewels. They took all kinds of stuff, raiment, changes of clothes. They didn't know how long it's going to be gone. And they didn't have supply lines like we have today. If you're in the service today, there's a supply line that keeps you supplied. Hello? That's the truth. In fact, that's one of the reasons that Patton got in trouble with his tanks. He outrun his supply line and the tanks run out of gas. Go read it in history. It's there. In fact, during the Korean conflict, and let's pray that we don't have another one, but General MacArthur, He had to wait till he got supplies over there. And then he went up that peninsula and went all the way into Red China and went across the Yellow River. We wouldn't have a Red China today if Truman hadn't have called him back, because Chiang Kai-shek and Free Chinese were fighting against Mao Zedong in his communist regime. And also they were helping North Korea, and they were squeezing them in the middle. But when they pulled MacArthur back, I'm giving you a history lesson for you people that don't know. When they pulled MacArthur back, then Mao Zedong then was able to run Chiang Kai-shek and all the free Chinese out to an island called Formosa. Now they call it Taiwan. And that's where Free China was until recently. And I think China's taking it back over now. But giving y'all a little bit of history lesson. But MacArthur couldn't do anything until he got a stockpile of supplies. And once he got his supplies, they took off up that peninsula, you know, and they were going to town. And we wouldn't have a red China if Truman hadn't have done that. Now, I know some of you might get upset about that, but y'all don't know what you're talking about. That's the problem today with this young generation. They're doing all these demonstrations. They're demonstrating for socialism, and they have no idea what they're demonstrating for. If they go back and study socialism, they'll find out that they'll be on the short end of the stick when it's all done, and only the people on the top got anything, and everybody else is living in poverty. But that's my rant for today. You know, praise brings the answer. Hello? I got everybody's attention. Now I'll go on. You know, I could tell people were drifting off. So, that's what you do to get people's attention back. And then I got some people mad probably, but I don't care. I was here when you come. I'll be here when you leave. Somebody said, man, you're something else. Well, that's just the way I believe you should handle stuff. Hello? Amen. All right. I'm going to give you a story. Missionary lady, years and years and years and years ago in China, and I'm talking about years and years and years ago, probably back in the late 1800s or early 1900s, a lady had gone to China as a missionary. And she had contacted smallpox. And in those days, there was no cure for that disease. There was no hope. A person that got it, they died with it. They quarantined her to a room so that she wouldn't infect anybody else. And she had those smallpox, she had those pox on her all over her body from top of her head to the soles of her feet. There she was, stricken with this deadly disease, with no medical assistance, destitute. And in a faraway country, given up to die. So she began to seek God. And the Lord told her to praise him for his faithfulness, to keep his word. Then he showed her a vision of two baskets. One basket contained her tests and trials and the diseases and smallpox. And that basket was full. The other basket contained her praise, and it was half full. The Lord told her, the prayed basket needs to be filled with praise so it will outweigh the basket of the tests, trials, and diseases. And when the praise basket was full, her healing would manifest. She began, as she lay there in quarantine, night and day, she began to fervently praise God. She got up and walked around the room praising God. And everyone thought that it was just she was delirious from high fever, because you do have it with that disease. And so there she was. They could hear her praising. But she didn't do anything but praise the Lord from her heart. She praised him for all that he'd ever done. She praised him for his faithfulness, his word. She praised him for healing. She praised God and 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 continued to praise God. And finally, after several days, the Lord showed her the praise basket was full, and she walked out of that room completely healed. Her skin was as smooth and clear as a child, no pox marks on to be found on her body anywhere. Hallelujah. The praise cure is God's cure. Turn to your neighbor and say, the praise cure is God's cure. The praise cure will work in any circumstance, any situation. To bring you, you know, when you learn to praise God, no matter what's happening. Now, I'm telling you, it's not easy to praise God when you're under the gun. It's not easy to praise God when the devil's got you in a vice and he's squeezing you down. It's not easy to praise God. But if you will, you'll find out that the vice will turn loose, because the devil cannot stand the praise. Because the praise releases the power of God. And we need to remember that God is Jesus already defeated Satan in the first place. You know, sometimes we magnify the devil and give him more credit than he deserves. Hello. You know, well, the devil's just doing this, and the devil's doing that, and the devil's this, the devil that. Hey, quit talking about what the devil's doing. Start talking about what God's doing. God delivered me. God setting me free. Hello, come on now. Yeah. See, focus on praising God rather than on your problems. Begin to praise God, and you'll see that what he's promised will begin to come to pass in your life. You know, we need to just begin to praise the Lord and watch him come into manifestation in our lives. You know, I want you to get a hold of this powerful truth of praise. When I did those messages on praise, that's what the Lord told me. He said, my people are not missing it because they don't have faith. My people are not missing it because they're not praying. My people are missing it because they're not praising me enough. Amen. They're not praising me enough. So I started and I called it the untapped power of praise. There is an untapped power in praising God that we're yet to get a hold of. You know, it's, he says here that if they praise him, he was going to fight their battle for them. Well, what happened in the Old Testament, Paul said, happened as an example for us. So if he defeated their enemy by them praising, he will defeat our enemy by us praising. Because, you know, if he did it for his children under the old covenant, he'll certainly do it for his children under the new covenant. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want everybody to stand up. Music people, get up here. We're going to take a few minutes and praise God. We're going to sing some more. We're going to sing some praises. But right now, we're going to start out just praising God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for all that you've ever done for us. I praise you for who you are. I praise you for what you have created. I praise you for your son Jesus that gave us salvation. I praise you because we have health and healing. We have protection. Father, we give you praise. We praise you because we know that if we will praise, that you will come into our hearts and into our midst. You will deliver us and you will set us free. No weapon formed against us can prosper when we begin to praise you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're praising our way to victory. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise your name, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You said in your word that you inhabit the praises of your people. That means you dwell in the praise, in our praises. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. It shall be. It shall be, it shall come to pass, even as we believe. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I praise you for it. I praise you for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hey, if you're watching there at home, just praise God wherever you're at. Just start praising God like we are here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, Baba Diki Satana Lama Hesha Banarolo. Mondro Rosa Pradia City Via Pasa. Antilili Moso Patala. Shele Meka Satana Hasata. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you don't know how to praise him in English, then start praising him in the spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. 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 Abba Tilimosa. Yan Sotolo Mama Kise. Really Basi. Ondrobri Kisa Telanamaha. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Rama Asa Hano Isa. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, when you start praising, you sense the power of God begin to move in this place. Just we just started out, it wasn't that way. Glory to God. Hey, you got something to sing?
Absolutely. Praise him, oh praise him. We'll praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, oh let's praise him. We'll praise him when the sun goes down. Come on, let's thank him. Thank him, oh we thank you, Lord. Thank you in the morning, thank you in the noontime. Thank you. Thank him, oh thank him when the sun goes down. Oh, we praise him, praise him, oh praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. Hallelujah. And I this, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Come on, sing it. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Has he been good to you? Hallelujah. Well, don't forget, there is power in praise. Amen and amen and amen. Trust you got something out of that tonight. Hallelujah. You know, if you happen to be in this place and you couldn't join in praising God and your Savior with us, well, you can do that. Our team is coming right now. The ladies over here, the men over here. All you got to do is come down here and pray with them. You won't leave here like you came. If you need to rededicate your life, or you need somebody to pray with you about anything, you want to receive the Holy Spirit, you need prayer for any reason, as we're dismissed, come to the front. Did we have any first-time guests, connection team? I don't guess so. Praise God. Glory to God. All right. Remember all the announcements. Sunday morning right here, Easter. And remember last Sunday, I challenged everybody to try to bring one person with them Sunday morning. How many of you remember that? How many of you are trying? All right. Try to find somebody and bring them with you Sunday morning right here. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Check in with somebody. If you need prayer, come to the front right now. Come to the front right now. If you need prayer, come to the front right now. Hallelujah to Jesus. Go right over here's the guys. Over here are the ladies. Come on. God bless you. See you Sunday.